بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، ونتيجة حضرت حنزلة رضي الله عنه إيصاء حضرت أبو بكر رضي الله عنه أن يمنشن the word نافق حنزلة that حنزلة has become a منافق. So أبو بكر رضي الله عنه said سبحان الله that how is it that you are a منافق, a hypocrite. And then he explained that whenever we in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is as if though we witnessing the scenes of Jannat and Jahannam before us. And no sooner we leave the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we get involved with our family members, then that state that we enjoyed in the, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more experienced. So it seems as if though we are munafiqs. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also was concerned, and he said, if that is the case, then I am also a munafiq. And they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that if you had to continue in this state, that all the time of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being in the state of looking at the scenes of Jannat and Jahannam, then the malaika will come and they will make mustafa with you on your way, on your bed. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this advice that, oh Hanzala, sa'atan, fa'atan, wa sa'atan, that, oh Hanzala, there's time for this, there's time for that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it three times. So this, the ulama explained that in deen, our deen is very, very balanced. The famous hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the three sahaba radiallahu anhum went to our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, to find out what was the ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they were informed, and so they considered it, maybe this was something very little, and where is Rasulullah and where are we? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that maqam, Allah has forgiven all his mistakes. And so they made, each of them made a pledge that one mentioned that I will continue to perform salah all the time. The second one mentioned I will fast all the time. And the third one said I will not make nikah. And then after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed regarding the Sahaba radiallahu anhu's statement, the statements that they made, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that I am more fearful before Allah than you are. And I fast and I don't fast. I perform salah and I take a rest. And I also get married. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that statement, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنِي. Whoever turns away from my sunnah, then he is not regarded amongst me. So the ulama explained, gathering in his hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our deen is very, very balanced. That many a person asks, is there something like entertainment in Islam? Is it something like taking a break in Islam? So definitely, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even showed us lightheartedness. In the chapters of hadith, we find the lightheartedness, the joking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the joking also of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always revolved around the truth. So in deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some leeway. Then, like example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, examples to me, archery, riding horses, etc. All these things are mentioned. So a person should understand our deen is very, very perfect, and it is also very complete, and it is very balanced. And that in these very times that we are living in, we are living in the times of fitna. And the more a person distances himself from this fitna, then the more he will be granted refuge. In one hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that تَقُولُ فِتَنٌ, that there will be fitnas, there will be trials and tribulations. And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned الْقَائِدُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْقَائِمِ, the person that is sitting, he will be far more better off than that person that is standing. وَالْقَائِمُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ السَّاعِ, and that person that is standing, خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْمَاشِي, that person that is standing is far more better off than that person that is walking. And that person that is walking is far more better off than that person that is running. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that man tasharrafa la istatashrifu,
that whoever exposes himself to all these, then he's putting himself in danger. And thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam concluded and said, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ مَلْجَانِ Whoever finds some refuge, or mu'adhan, or some kind of safety, then let him take that safety. So in today's times, a person, the more he distances himself from all these fitnas, all these trials and tribulations outside, the attractions and distractions, then the more safe that person will be. And that is why the Ubdah bin Amir radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for najat, what are the means of salvation? And from the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave three advices. The first one, amnik alayka lisanak, that control your tongue. And the second one, وَلْيَتَعْكَ بَيْتُكْ, let your house be sufficient for you. And the third one, وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكْ, that cry over your sins. So the second advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let your houses suffice for you. It's so sad today people build houses on all big bungalows, all amenities, but yet they can't find sukoon. Allah ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. One of the reasons Allah created his home, the great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person gets sukoon, tranquility, he gets ease, he gets comfort. At the end of the day, a person works, and then after a long day, he looks forward now to go back to his house, look back, go meet his family members, his children, etc. A person, after a long journey, then it is natural, a person now looks forward, he wants to go home, he wants to relax. And Allah save us all, a person is in hospital, and he is waiting for that statement from the doctor that you will get discharged. And no sooner he gets discharged, I want to go home. So the home is the place of refuge. And that home, one person says very beautifully that houses are built with bricks and homes are built with hearts where compassion, mercy and rahmat and barakat is found. As by Padia Rahmatullah used to say that let every home become a khanka, let every home become a madrasa, a maktab, and let every home become the markaz of deen. That is when amal takes place. The amal, for example, of nafal salah, of tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, of zikr, of ta'alim, of fazail, fazali amal, fazali zikr, of hazat. Now recently, some advices of hazat, Hadi Nafuda Sahib Rahmatullahi, and he mentioned Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, whenever people came to him and told him that there's some problems at home, then immediately he just told him, read Fazali Amal, read Fazali Sadaqat. And subhanAllah, those people who took it, the advice seriously, and they made Amal on it, and they were sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all those problems in the home. That home became a piece of Jannah in that house. So we have to create that environment in that home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us each, all of us, in the madrasa, this is our thought. In a time of the Ashab al-Kahf, we all know the incident where those youngsters took refuge in the cave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us some spiritual caves. The spiritual caves of today are the madrasas, are the places of deen, of ta'aleen, are the khankas. And Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi expanded the horizon and he has made us the tablighi jamaat, where a person goes out for 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, and he spends his time correctly, then that place also becomes a place of refuge for that person. A place of refuge from all the fitnas, all the trials, the tribulations, all the attractions, the distractions outside over there. So, many a person also passes a comment that we are just spectating, we are just passive spectators. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man kathara thawab the qawmin fa huwa minhu, whoever increases the number of people, he will be regarded amongst them. So, to be saved from all the sickness, Allah has given us a place of refuge, and that is the home. Or in our time, the madrasa. So a person, the more he distances himself from all the fitnas and all the things that are taking place there outside, all the New Year's activities, the festivities, and unfortunately in this time of the year, how many a person loses the izzat? During that one night that person he studied whole year, or so many years he studied, or so many corporate companies, or a woman folk will go, and innocently they drink, it spikes, and then the izzat is lost. So this, and then now only disgrace. So Allah protect us, Allah save us, and save us from the Ummah, save the Ummah from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all these fitnas. So this is the time that we need to attach ourselves to Amal, Amal al-Sadiya, of Zikr, of Tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. So we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the madrasa, our homes, the khankas, the jamaat, all these are great ni'mas and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take advantage of this. Otherwise, a person who knows, sooner he steps out, then he's attracted to so many things. So yeah, also, with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Abu Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, once he was invited for a walima, and then he saw there was something not right taking place, and he left that place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, marru billahu marru kirama. When he passed by any place of utility, very honorably they pass that place, they ignore that place. So in today's time, these are the places of refuge, and we need to take advantage of it. And a person, inshallah, will be safeguarded from many, many evils. And like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, start, and that is why Ali radiallahu anhu said, refresh your mind from time to time, because a tired mind also becomes tired. So, dream is a very perfect dream, is a balanced dream. And Allah has given us opportunity where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us, for example, archery, horse riding, swimming, etc. Those things are permissible in Islam. Those things are encouraged. It should not be that this becomes the object of our life. An example can be given. A person goes to university, this is an example. He goes to university, now the father, he pays exorbitant fees. He has to pay for the uniform, he has to pay for the textbooks, etc. But now the child, what he goes to the university, he goes to school or college, but he only looks forward to the excursion. He wants that excursion. When he is on one excursion, he looks forward to the next excursion. And he fails to fulfill the object of studying. So naturally, end of the year, if he fails, the father will become angry with that person. That I send you on a holiday, that I send you to enjoy the excursion. That is just by the way. That is secondary, to take a break. There is one term called hedonism. This is a form of religion where a person worships his desires. And he chases after fun and after entertainment. When after many a person, unfortunately, in today's time, how much of money is spent on lavish holidays? Person goes on holiday to the Far East, to Dubai, whatever. And over there, they are discussing where the next holiday is going to be spent. And hundreds of thousands of rand is being wasted on these lavish holidays, whereas the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presently is suffering in Syria, in Sham, in Palestine, in our neighboring countries, Sudan, Somalia, where they need of so much good we can do with that wealth. But unfortunately, the Ummah is wasting that wealth. And so this hedonism, unfortunately, has gripped us, where we are chasing fun, entertainment. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنْ اتَّخَذِ إِلَاهُ هَوَىٰ Allah says, have you not seen the person who has made his desires his ilah? This has become the object of his life, the be-all and end-all of his life. So just like how that person is living from excursion to excursion, unfortunately, the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is living from holiday to holiday. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making qadr of the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we spend our time valuable. And as our Shaykh explained to us, make your holidays holy days. And do not make it holy as well. Holy means we create holes. A person has a bucket, he fills it up with all good deeds. For example, Amal al-Saliha. But he has a small hole. He fills it up with water, naturally that water is going to escape. Whether it is one small drop, that water is going to come out. You empty your bucket. So don't make your holidays holy days. In making holes in your holidays. Rather make it holy. In other words, spend your time correctly. Whether it is going out in the path of Allah, whether it is studying nicely and passing the exams, inshallah. So very fortunate is that person who looks after his time. Time is going very, very quickly. And the more we look after our time, that time of ours is like a melting ice. Umar, Chubke, Rafta, Dam. that ice is being melted away slowly but surely. And a time is going to come where we're going to leave this world. Now, that is the time of regret. That is the time of remorse. So rather, now use that time correctly in Amal al-Salihah, building our Iman, etc., and preparing for our Qabr, our Akhirat, inshallah. Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah.